Effects of forced treadmill exercise on pain threshold in morphine-addicted rats. Introduction. Opiates such as morphine are the most effective treatment for pain. Much of what is known about how morphine inhibits nociception has been revealed through laboratory experiments on animals. Furthermore, the studies show that aerobic exercise stimulates the release of beta-endorphin and other endogenous opioid peptides that are believed to be responsible for the increase in nociceptive threshold, that is, analgesia, after vigorous activity. Evidence for the role of opioid receptors in these effects is derived from studies demonstrating that the opioid antagonist naloxone prevents nociceptive threshold elevation following exercises in normal volunteers and attenuates the anti-nociceptive effects of running in rats with free access to exercise wheels. If exercise is engaged regularly for extended periods of time, sensitivity to the effects of exogenously administered opioids is reduced. Previous studies show that free access to exercise wheels decrease sensitivity to the anti-nociceptive effects of morphine in the tail flick procedure in rats. Most studies involving exercises were based on voluntary running paradigms, while in the present study we utilized treadmill forced exercise. In order to evaluate the intensity of clinical pain, patients are often asked to judge the intensity of their pain on a 10-point scale, with a score of 10 being the worst pain they ever felt or could imagine, and 0 being the score for no pain. In determining the analgesic effects of drugs using the tail flick procedure, the stimulus intensity is typically adjusted for each animal so that the baseline latencies are approximately equal for all animals. Tail flick response is believed to involve both spinal and supraspinal levels of the central nervous system, two of the most common experimental procedures for evaluating of acute pain and analgesia in lab animals are the tail flick and the hot plate techniques. In both of these procedures, a fixed nociceptive intensity is used. In the present work, we examine the effects of 5 and 10 days treadmill forced exercise on tail flick latency as pain threshold in addicted and non-addicted rats. Materials and methods. In this study, we used 24 male Wistar rats weighing 200 grams to 300 grams. The study was done in Physiology Research Center of Ahvaz Jondishapur University of Medical Sciences, Iran. Animals were managed as 5 rats per cage with free access to water and food in the animal houses and in 12-hour light-dark cycle and thermoregulated environment. The animal care and experimental protocol was approved by the Jondishapur Academy of Sciences Ethics Committee. Prior to the onset of behavioral testing, all rats were gently handled for 5 days, daily 5 minutes. Rats were divided randomly into 4 groups. 1. Non-exercise, non-addictive group NE, NA, N is equal to 6, which received 1 ml dextrose, 5% IP, 2 times daily during the first 5 days of 10-day exercise, and also on the 10th day of forced exercise 2. Exercise non-addictive group ENA, N is equal to 6, that received normal saline. 3. Non-exercise addicted group NEA, N is equal to 6, which received IP injection of morphine during the first 5 days of 10-day exercises, 5, 10, 20, 40, 50 mg per kg 2 times daily, 8 a.m. and 5 p.m., and a single dose of 50 mg per kg on the 10th day of exercise 4. Exercise addicted group EA, N is equal to 6, that received same doses of morphine and forced exercise on treadmill. Speed and duration of exercises for 2 groups, ENA and EA, were kept constant at 17 to 18 m per minute, 60 minutes daily for 10 days. Inclination was varied during 60-minute forced exercise. The slope was at 0 degrees at first 10 minutes, 5 degrees at second 10 minutes, and during the next 20-minute period, it was adjusted to 10 degrees and 15 degrees respectively. The NENA and NEA group were always placed in a neighboring lane without switching on the treadmill motor for the exact duration as the runners, but were not forced to run. Electrical part of treadmill delivered light electric shocks when the rats entered the rear of the test chamber. Both runners and non-runners could avoid the shocks by remaining on the treadmill. Drugs. Morphine sulfate hydrochloride was purchased from Iranian Timads company. The drug was dissolved in sterile dextrose 5% solution. The tail flick test. The thermal intensity of tail flick was set on degree 35, that corresponds to 50 degrees Celsius temperature. Furthermore, the cutoff time for maximum latencies was set at 10 seconds to avoid tail tissue damage. The location of tail flick thermal stimulus was at 8 cm from tip of the tail. The baseline latencies were determined for all groups at a day before the rats involved with addiction and exercise. Statistical analysis. All data collected were analyzed with using the statistical software SPSS version 13. Latencies, baseline, 5th and 10th day of exercise were analyzed by one-way ANOVA and Turkey's post-hoc test. PAT t-test is used for comparison of latencies between days for each group. The score reported was mean plus or minus SEM of two trials before, after 5 days and 10 day exercises. The p-value less than 0.05 was considered as significant. The results. Effect of exercise and addiction on pain threshold. 24 hours before rats have run on treadmill exposed to exercise and not exposed to morphine, the baseline tail flick latencies showed no significant alteration between all groups. Tail flick latency test after 5 days and 10 days of forced exercise and addiction showed that pain threshold was enhanced significantly, p was less than 0.001, in ENA, EA and NEA groups in comparison to the NENA groups. After 10 days of forced exercise, pain threshold in EA group was decreased significantly, p was less than 0.001 as compared to the NEA group. Alteration in pain threshold after 5 or 10 days of exercise and addiction. The pain threshold enhanced significantly, p was less than 0.001 after 5 and 10 days exercises as compared to baseline of experiment time for all groups except NENA group. Also, comparison between 5 and 10 days showed significant decrease in NEA and EA groups. P was less than 0.05 respectively, but it was increased significantly. P was less than 0.05 in ENA group. The discussion. This study shows that treadmill forced exercise increases pain threshold in non-addictive rats. The findings in the present work appear to be relevant to clinical analgesia because the relative potency of morphine and other analgesic compounds is consistent between acute nociceptive tests in animals and clinical application. In the present study, morphine administration enhanced tail flick latency in addicted groups after 5 and 10 days of exercise. The exercise couldn't alter pain threshold in EA group after 5 days. We found variability in the group's baseline tail flick latencies that might be attributed to the individual differences and also unlikely breeding between rat groups. We report that 10 days of treadmill forced exercise significantly decreased pain threshold in addicted rat. This is consistent with earlier studies which demonstrated that aerobic exercise stimulates the release of beta-endorphin and other endogenous opioid peptides that are believed to be responsible for the increase in non-susceptive threshold, that is analgesia, reported after vigorous activity 2-4. Evidence for the role of opioid receptors in these effects is derived from studies demonstrating that opioid antagonist naloxone prevents elevation in nociceptive threshold following exercises in normal volunteers and attenuates the anti-nociceptive effect of running in rats with free access to exercise wheels. In rats, for example, free access to exercise wheel decreases sensitivity to anti-nociceptive effect of morphine in the tail flick procedure. Previous investigators have proposed that this decrease in sensitivity may reflect the development of cross-tolerance between beta-endorphin released during exercise and exogenously administered morphine. Furthermore, it's known that free access to exercise wheels had fewer beta-endorphin binding sites than sedentary rats, an effect that was presumed to reflect a compensatory downregulation of opioid receptors during exercises. Such reduction in the numbers of opioid receptors such as kappa and mu have also been reported during chronic treatment with exogenous opiates. Additionally, it has been suggested that increased activation within the dienorphine pathway contributes to hyperalgesia in morphine-tolerant animals as well as neuropathic pain and chronic pain states in humans and laboratory animals. It has been cited that long-term voluntary wheel exercise could reduce pain opioid receptor sensitivity, but our findings show that after 10 days forced treadmill exercise had the same effect. This could be due to the forced running paradigm, which is associated with a certain level of stress mechanistically, which in turn might be attributed to the release of adrenal stress hormones epinephrine, cortisol, corticosterone in the rats as a consequence of the emotional arousal, the elevated stress hormones followed by forced running and opioid receptor sensitivity associated with morphine administration could be the underlying reason why addicted runners had low pain threshold. As a conclusion, our study showed that treadmill-forced exercise increased pain threshold in non-addicted rats. Morphine administration also enhanced tail flick latency in addicted groups after 5 and 10 days exercise after 5 days exercise compared to the baseline, but forced exercise decreased the pain threshold in addicted group after 10 days compared to the 5 days of exercise. Acknowledgement. This work was supported by AWAS, Jodhishapur University of Medical Science Research Affairs. We thank AWAS Physiology Research Center, PRC, and Animal House personnel. JCDR research services were utilized in improvement of this manuscript.